You're such an asshole.
Now, I would like to tell you a story. Now, many, many, in even the before time, many years ago, Cappy, was a young man. And I went through this spate of Christian girls, and there were several Christian colleges nearby. And I don't know how I fell into it. I don't know how I fell into that hornet's nest. I was out having a good old time dating secular girls or Christian. You didn't ask because you're like, oh, what about you? Oh, you do have a relationship with Christ. That's very nice. But then I got into these. It would be cult. And even cult is the wrong, although I guess cult maybe is the right word, because if you are religious, you adhere to the religious principles and worship the God of that religion. You follow that. Cults abuse a religion so that the cult leaders and the participants can get faux value or even control and power via the religion, if you can see the difference there. And this is why I always said that in regards to this spate of gals that I dated, they weren't real Christians. They would use the Lord to lord over you. And as I've gotten older, it became very clear and apparent, and this I've warned many times to you boys out there, when you date Christian girls, make sure they're not using their religion to lord it over you, because it gives them this it's, I don't care, unfair advantage. I hate to make it sound like a competition, but I guess it's boiling down to that nowadays. But in short, what they're trying to do is compare you to Jesus. Or also, and also, they have a list of rules that have to follow according to the Bible. And in my case, since I was secular, I'm like, I don't care about the rules in the Bible. I'm not going to murder people. The Ten Commandments are a pretty good starting point, I think. You know, I'm a law-abiding guy. I have some morals, not a lot, but some. But don't compare me to Jesus. I'm not in competition with that guy. And then what I realized is that if, okay, You want a story, kids? Gather around. Uncle Cappy's going to tell you a story. There was this gal. Oh, classic. Making rules for thee, but breaking rules for he. Yeah, I was the beta. I even remember the guy's name. He is a friend. Steve. There was some gal I was dating. I forget her name. This is the classic one where she was impregnated out of wedlock. Of course. By an heir to a rather large company and fortune that you all know, or one of these several heirs to the fortune. And he left her. He says, here's money. I don't ever want to see you again. Don't bring that kid around. Boo-hoo. And guess what she found, ladies and gentlemen? She found Christ. He was hiding behind a tree. She was like looking and looking. Oh, he's not under there. He's not in the box. He's not hiding in the rafters. He was behind the tree. She found him. After a long search, she found him. And I met this gal dancing. I don't know if she was a student. I don't think she was. I think we just met dancing. And single mom. And okay, so I wasn't all that vested. And I remember like things were going well. Like, okay, lining up her. Oh, but no premarital sex. Oh, no. I am Christian. So that didn't work out, obviously. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she would like pray at random times. It was very unsettling, very weird. So that when I saw her again at a dance drunk, and she wasn't drunk. I was drunk. Well, I wasn't hammered. I didn't remember who she was, but I recognized the face. I told this for those new kids. And I said, oh, she's cute. I should go ask her. I should flirt with her. Probably like, hey, were you a student of mine? She's like, no, Aaron, we dated for a couple months. I'm like, we did? She's like, yes, Aaron. And I'm like, who? And then I remembered the company of the guy that got her pregnant. I said, wait, that corporation girl. I mentioned the corporate. And she's like, yes, Aaron, corporation girl. I'm like, oh, I remember. She wouldn't have sex because it was a no-no, according to JC. Well, come to find out later on, my buddy Steve and I are talking. We were both in the dance scene. And I forget how it came up. And I say, oh, yeah, I dated this one gal. That I was like, wait, because it's a unique background. He's like, I forget her name. Jessica. Name was it Jessica? I'm like, yeah, Jessica was her name. He's like, I dated her too. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, she was throwing herself at me. I said, what? He's like, yeah, I could have easily gotten laid that night. And I'm like, well, God darn, weren't you, Mr. Better Than Me, Mr. Alpha Man? Classic example. Rules, break, make rules for betas. I was the beta. Break rules for alphas. And it's a, albeit one story, one anecdote of where the gal was using the religion, not for Christ. There was no. You don't believe in it. You're using it as a weapon. You're a tool or some ulterior motive. And this is what I found most Christians do. I would argue most religious people do, though, because I'm up close and personal with Christianity, because I was forced into it. Hey, do you like concentration camps? I don't think so. Well, you're going to go to one, but this is good because there's a crucifix on top of it. Yay. And what I saw with most of all Christians is most of them are not Christians. Most people do not attend church because they actually believe that Jesus died for their sins and they are sinners and they need to repent and they need to believe in God, believe in Christ. That is not it. That is it. Like schools, the education, the ostensible presumed reason is a distant third or fourth. Most Christians are looking for a social life and they're bored. Cowards because they don't want to face the afterlife and they're scared into kind of not really believing in Christ, but trying as forced best they can to believe in it. Looking for tail. And then in this particular case, although I don't know men do it, but I'm sure some men do, but a lot of girls use it as a shield and a leverage, I think is the most appropriate descriptive term in their dating life over guys. And that is my biggest complaint about not just Christianity, but all religions. Is there's this ulterior motive. You don't actually believe in the tenets and the principles and the main guy you're supposed to believe in. But where I also saw it, and this was very common with the girls I dated, is here I am living in what we call the secular world, aka the real world. And these girls would not have sex or would have sex with Steve. They throw themselves at Steve, not Beta Cappy. Where was I going with that? Oh, they would want what the secular world offered. They want to participate in it, but not if it required responsibility. And in this case, they got to be cafeteria Christians. And you guys all who are Christian, you got, well, I'm going to pick a little bit of this, but not this. I'm going to pick that. And I'm like, no, you have to take the whole darn thing. And ends up happening with cafeteria Christianism or cafeteriaism, Christianhood, I got to get my thoughts here, is it allowed them to participate in the things that they wanted to in Christianity and then participate in things that were against Christianity but were fun in the secular world. And one of the biggest hypocrisies, even though it wasn't banned, was outsourcing responsibility and agency. And this infuriated me because when I pointed out what their goals were, whether it was in the secular world or the religious world, were not conducive to the real world. Like, well, if you're going to, like, I'll give you another example. One gal, Christian, she found it degrading. We were kind of dating, I guess, if you could even call it. She found it degrading that I wanted my wife, a future committed woman, to wear heels and lingerie and serve me martinis. And in the Bible, and you could find anything you want to make whatever case you want in the Bible. All right. It's all there. And I'm like, well, what do you think the sex and the fun and everything is white? What? And this person would have literally brought Christ into the bedroom, which would have made things absolutely horrible and no fun. But then when I pointed out, like, okay, let's say you're going to go find some guy and you're not going to, how long do you think that relationship is going to, how excited or happy is the guy going to be? And always, whenever you point it out, most of you who've dealt with these fraudulent Christian folk, fraudulent religious people, anytime you pointed out how their delusional religious beliefs or their irrational adherence or the manipulation or their abuse of a religious belief to leverage control and power, and affect upon the secular or real world that was not going to work. When you point out that's not going to work, what did they all come up with? The Lord has a plan. Now, I focus on the women because I dated them. I didn't date the guys, but there's a lot of this, and this is why I read Rollo's book, Religion. I've linked it down below, and we're going to talk to the guys now because you need this swift kick in the ass. I don't care how much you believe in Christ. I don't care how good of a Christian you are, but trust me, I was there. All right? The Lord will not provide. The Lord does not have a plan. He's got a plan, if you believe in him. He'll kind of maybe provide, but way too many of you Christian men, way too many of you Christians, big air quotes, Christians, lie on your ass, don't want to take ownership, responsibility, or agency for your life and your decisions, and the Lord has a plan. The Lord will provide. Beckloff gets angry and rage at this because he goes to a church and all these people, one family had like 8 kids. Oh, the Lord will provide. Yeah, it's called the taxpayer provided because they're all on welfare, EBT, or a government aid of some kind. I'm sure through many sources. And that's not God. That's the taxpayer. And what I hated about it is what it was these faux Christians. Because you don't really believe in Christ. You're not really penitent. You abuse the religion and you're cowards on top of it because you don't want to face the ownership and agency. Just like some welfare bum, whether it's the ghetto or whether it's the trailer park or whether it's Tina, the suburbanite princess who lives off of daddy's welfare. Like, hey, you got to get a job and work, man. You got to go into something hard like the trades or engineering or accounting so you get a good job. You keep punting that ball down thinking that in this case, if you're secular, luck. Like people wonder, how do you get rich? Oh, it's luck. It just happens to you. That's a very middle school, high school age thinking. Like, oh, just like a Japanese anime, the good luck befalls me. And now I'm the one to pilot the mecha with the hot chick with the big cans who likes me. Now, oh, I'm going to become the rap star. I'm going to become the basketball player. Oh, I'm just going to major in sociology and I'll be the one to end up becoming mayor of Minneapolis or Speaker of the House. And I'm not even going to bother trying to make the argument with women saying the Lord will provide. They are always, secular or not, trying to abdicate responsibility to something else, right? Because then a lot of girls don't tune in this channel. But for those of you who are religious in general, but especially Christian, the Lord ain't providing. Quote my old man who's a pastor, the meek shall inherit shit. And meek shall inherit shit. And the Lord will provide Jack. I think that's what he said. And yeah, on a grand scheme, well, but not in the real world, not here. And when it comes to the Lord will provide, so we could talk about career or this or promotion opportunities, but this lie that God, this fatism is going to provide you with a wife. No, no. And here, instead of the Bible, which I'm sure you've studied, ironically, the book of Numbers. Here's a biblical book you didn't get. Why don't you read the book of Numbers? And I don't mean the one in the Bible. This one. You need to get very familiar with the secular world and the reality of the prospects and the potentials of your love life and getting married and being happily married, and especially finding a quality life in that lion's den known as Christian women. Because my experience has been, not just with the men, but especially with the women, there are so few genuine Christian women available that I 100% stand behind this. I've said, again, it's not shtick. People are that bad. So it sounds like I'm trying to be edgy. I'm just pointing out the emperor has no clothes. I will take a prostitute. I will take a stripper. I will take a secular girl any day over a Christian one because at least they're honest. Not the Christian gals, the lady of the evening, the stripper. They're honest. The girls over on Seeking Arrangement, honest. The girls on the fans only. Well, maybe not so honest, I guess, because they do have admin and all that. Definitely the stripper any day, because you know it's clear. There's no hiding that. And the number of Christian guys say, aren't they supposed to be nice? Like, shouldn't they? Like, well, yeah. And the Lord says I should support my husband and this and that. And I read Timothy, Titus, whatever. No, I'm saving myself for my husband. But yeah, I can't wait to put on the lingerie and da-da-da-da-da. Like, that girl doesn't exist. She doesn't. Oh, I know. I do know through the wide net, this YouTube channel, podcasting cast, I have seen the ideal Christian couple where the wife just absolutely adores the husband and they stay sexy for each other. I mean, we're talking two couples. But we're talking out of tens of thousands maybe that I've ran across in my life. And out of, I don't know, I didn't pull anyone, but I got to imagine I at least dated 50 Christian gals. There was none of this nice, sweet Christian stuff going on. When you think Christian, don't you think like Ned Flanders? Don't you think like Reverend Lovejoy? I mean, they're nice. You know, like try to aim to be good. Never saw that. I just saw gals that manipulated the religion. They, dead branches. What is it? False. They're evil. They're vile. Said, oh, here's something that I can use. And then they used it to just, they almost had this. I hate to say it. I know this sounds horrible, but you got the impression they hated guys. They hated you. Give you a story. So there's these girls at one Christian college, I forget, north side of town. And a buddy of mine met him somehow. I think maybe he was working security. And he ran into this way. And she says, oh, and he was dancing. I taught him. And salsa dancing was huge at the time. And so he says, hey, I got a bunch of gals who would like to go salsa dancing, but they go to college. They don't have a car. Do you want to pick them up? I'm like, yeah, sure. That sounds good. And I think it's like me and him. We picked up three girls. Odds are pretty good on that. So I drive up to this campus. We pick them up. The girls wouldn't talk to us. And one girl even went so far as like, I'm not dancing with any white guys. I'm dancing with my Latinos and my Mexicans, which are actually Latinos. And we're kind of like, oh, and we're just even trying to talk to them. You know, again, Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo. Hey, Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo, do you like salsa dancing?
No, I really don't. The music is repetitive and it kind of sounds like rap with admittedly a Latino jazz twang. But after 10 hours of it, kind of all starts to sound the same. So I lose interest in dancing. Thank you, Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo.
That's way more interesting. These gals always pulling teeth. And then we went dancing. And the gal who would only dance, I'm only dancing with Mexicans. She was also overweight and nobody danced with her. And I went out and danced. I remember even asking she's like, no. I'm like, so we didn't even dance with these girls. All we were being used for free transport. Christian college, Christian girls. And if you guys don't believe it, I link to the book below. I link to all my links as well, but Rolls is the first one. You Christian guys who are like outsourcing your responsibility, abdicating your agency, the Lord will provide. And certainly if you think you're going to hold out for this goody two-shoes Christian virgin girl, you need to wake the F up and realize the Lord does not have a plan. The Lord is not going to provide. And the hell if he's going to provide you with a virgin-esque wife. It is not going to happen. Not today. Maybe you got to go overseas. Maybe you got to go some other place. I don't know. But here in these United States, there are no Christian virgin brides. None. And this is a forsaken land. The Lord hath forsaken you. He's like, you don't know. My faith is strong. You're just testing me like the devil in the burning bush or whatever parable it was that time that was beaten in my head. They all start to. Yeah, remember when the Jews tried to escape Jericho and went to the promised land of Egypt? Is it the other way around? So there you go. I have warned you. I have spoken. And if any of you guys like got good Christian mail, I'd be curious because obviously Rollo's book is not exclusive to Christianity. It focuses on all religions. I'd be curious, especially in the Jewish faith, if Jewish girls kind of like want to bring Yahweh into the bedroom. I even think I told a girl like, I'm not having a threesome with Jesus. I'm not having a threesome with Jesus. He is not in the bedroom. Journey Trials of Joyce, $5 as Christian from another nation. Christianity is dying in the West. They don't have discipline to follow their preach. Yeah, they don't. They don't have any discipline to follow anything. And my favorite though is we got to get it. And Rolla wasn't wrong when you read through his book that you go on and you research. The Christian church, whether it's Protestant or Catholic, like, whoa, yeah, we kind of got to get some guys back in here. Are you going to start teaching Christ? Or are you going to teach feminism first? And it's like, no, they're going to stick with that because they want to get butts in the seat. It's all money and marketing. Money and marketing has nothing to do with the guy nailed to a plank of wood. That guy is like a distant third, if at all. Where was I? Was it Rapid City? I think there was a church. Yes, it was a Unitarian church. I saw it in one of the advertisements. They had the baptizing of the animals. So here they baptize animals as well. Hey, you go baptize the animals there, buddy. All right, yeah. Show me where that's in the Bible. Tim Longley, another Australian agent in the field for $5. Prosperity doctrine is a damn cope. Jesus promised that his followers would be hated and scorned and rejected. Don't see much claim in that promise. Well, that's true. I mean, at least he's honest there. But how many of the Christians follow and realize, like, hey, we got some tough times ahead? How many of them read that? Versus this pop Christianity. Everything is awesome. Everything is great as long as you believe in JC. Everything is awesome. Journey Trials Enjoy, $5. When I sought my girl, I found mine by going to traditional place with grounded Christian beliefs, not from the United States. I wasn't born in the West. Yeah, I don't blame you. And even Christian or not, there's the huge cultural aspect that you also have to get. You know, it's like this part of the pond is it, okay, this is the sewer. This is where the sewer dumps out. And you're going to fish in the sewer. But this part is where the sewage comes out. So it's like, okay, it's all kind of a sewer. Like, maybe I just try a whole different pond altogether. I know this is religion. We got to get to another country, another culture altogether. And then we'll look for a Christian girl. Journey Trials of Joy, $5. My only disappointment is realizing the USA is not a Christian nation. It is not. And I'm fine with that. Be secular. But what angered me the most was the hypocrisy and the two-facedness of self-proclaimed Christians. It was like, you're not Christian. Cripes out. God, I'll even, here's another dastardly claim or bold claim. I'm more moral than your average American Christian because I don't use it as a cope. I don't use it for ulterior motives. Don't have a lot of rules. Don't have a lot of principles. I'm not a terribly ethical man by any standard, but certainly better than a fraud kind of abusing a religion. So, well, you got a lot of principles. Maybe you should attend church. I'm reluctant to attend a church service. He's like, well, I'm not Christian. Is that kind of dishonest? You know, I'm not Jewish. I don't walk into a synagogue. If you truly desire one, you have to get out of the United States to find one. Are we done? I think we're done. We're done. Boom. There you go. All right. Questions, answers. AssholeConsulting.com. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.